jewelry and watches to friends and family, packages that were subsequently returned. Ellis did set a new condition on Madoff's 24/7 confinement to his Manhattan apartment. He ordered Madoff and his wife to draw up an inventory of all portable items in their home and required that it be reviewed every 2 weeks. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-822-1364. That's 1-800-822-1364. 1-800-822-1364.
In a farewell news conference, President Bush admitted to some mistakes, among them declaring mission accomplished after the Iraq invasion. Bush also noted not finding weapons of mass destruction in Iraq as a significant disappointment. The United States is imposing sanctions on people and companies connected to a black market nuclear network led by a Pakistani scientist. The State Department says it believes the sanctions will help prevent future proliferation-related activities. The network is believed to have leaked atomic secrets to Iran, Libya, and North Korea. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich's fate and the impeachment proceedings against him now shift to the other side of the state capitol. The Illinois Senate is getting ready for its role in the process. Senators have scheduled a trial for the end of the month, but lawmakers say it won't be like another trial the governor may be facing soon. Republican Senator Matt Murphy insists Blagojevich will get a fair shake, but also says the impeachment trial is political and not criminal. That distinction means the governor and his defense team will have to deal with different rules and a different burden of proof. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
If you're paying your credit cards with credit cards, or maybe some other crisis in your life made you fall behind on your bills, there is a light at the end of the tunnel with Consumer Credit of America. They can help you find your way out of the debt trap and find financial freedom. Call now, 877-348-FREE. That's 877-348-FREE. Or visit them on the web at ccofamerica.com. 877-348-FREE. Not available in all states.
A man who reportedly threatened to plant bombs across southwest Florida remains on the loose, and authorities want the public's help to find him. The suspect allegedly told police he placed bombs at major fueling stations and offices belonging to law enforcement agencies, but so far has not targeted the public. A banking giant and a Wall Street house close in on a deal that could set off a wave of bank brokerage mergers. Warren Levinson reports from New York.
Talks to merge the brokerage operations of Citigroup and Morgan Stanley are continuing, but a source close to the negotiation says no announcement of a deal is expected before Wednesday. The deal being talked about would have Morgan Stanley pay Citi between $2 and $3 billion cash for a 51% interest in Smith Barney, its brokerage arm, with an option to buy the rest in 3 to 5 years. Morgan Stanley needs the manpower. Citigroup needs the cash. It may post an operating loss of as much as $10 billion for the fourth quarter of last year. Warren Levinson, New York.
The National Safety Council is pushing for a national ban on using cell phones and other messaging devices while driving. The Safety Council's president says many people know using a cell phone while driving is dangerous, but they don't know just how dangerous. An investigation into the shooting by a police officer of an unarmed California man will close this week. San Jose's Mercury News says results of the investigation will be handed over to the Alameda County DA's office, which will decide whether charges should be filed against Johannes Meserle. The BART security officer is accused of shooting 22-year-old Oscar Grant in the back early on New Year's Day. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black murky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Genesis Communication Network. Dr. Stan here, and hopefully we're going to have Ted Anderson with us very shortly. But if we don't, why, it'll just be open lines, and you can call us at 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. But several of the things we just heard on the radio during the news really brought things to mind. First of all, apparently they're going to put sanctions on Pakistan because Mr. Khan is Pakistani scientist may very well have leaked information on building nuclear bombs to Iran and North Korea and Libya. And, of course, everybody knows that we are trying to prevent the spread of the proliferation of nuclear weapons. At least that's what they want the American people to know. But if you read my January 2008 newsletter, and you'll find it on our website at RadioLiberty.com, you'll read the Sybil Edmonds story, and Sybil worked for the FBI. When she was there translating various email intercepts and telephone intercepts, she found out that there was a Turkish and Israeli spy ring operating at the highest level of the State Department, and of course they were transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan, and they absolutely refused to stop it. And when she went to the FBI, they said, well, we're not going to bring this out, we're not going to try to stop it, we're not allowed to. She went to a federal court, she went to the Justice Department to get permission to bring out the information. She'd signed a security agreement, and they said, oh no, if we let the American people knew that we were letting the nuclear material be transferred, the technology be transferred to the Pakistanis, it would endanger the national security. She went to a federal court. She went to a federal appeals court. She went to the Supreme Court of the United States, and all of them were involved in the cover-up, as was almost the entire media in America. And the only way the story really got out was when she went to the London Times and told it. And the story is there, and you can get it on the internet at London Times, or better still, go to my website of RadioLiberty.com, and of course you can get the story there. Now, the truth of the matter is, we intentionally and purposely transferred or allowed the transfer of nuclear technology to Pakistan because we want to spread nuclear weapons. And why would rational people want to do that? Because we're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who are moving us towards a nuclear war. And of course, in part of World War III. Well, that is the background, and I do hope you'll go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and pull down my January 2008 newsletter, the Sybil Edmonds story. Copy it and disseminate it, and try to let people know that the real policies of the highest levels of our government is to disseminate nuclear technology, nuclear warfare technology, but we cannot let the American people know. Well, with that as a background, let's go to our special guest this afternoon, Ted Anderson, who, of course, is sort of in charge there at Genesis. And we're going to talk about what's going on in the world financially. Ted, thanks very much for being with us. They sure knocked gold and silver down today, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. And it's very interesting that you're bringing up that nuclear story, because there's just so much deception that happens in the media. And I would imagine, I want to see that article because, every time you look at these wars and what's going on and what's behind the scenes, you always find something new and different. I mean, going into the Gulf of Tonkin and getting into the war in Vietnam and of course, the stories that go on with this war here in Iran or in Iraq and what they want to do in Iran and the 9/11 event with the towers coming down. There's just so much information that, you know, that people don't get to hear in the mainstream. And I'm sure, that there's plenty of shenanigans going on here with the Israel and what's going on in the Gaza Strip. So, yeah, gold came down today. I think it's just a great buy. I tell you,
Oh, I do too. I wish I had some money.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, first of all, I know you carry the Creature from Jekyll Island book, and so do we, and I hope they go to your site to get it. The main thing is I want to get as much information out there about the Federal Reserve System as possible. I mean, that's the main thing. Just know where money comes from, the banking community, and it's not only just the Federal Reserve System, it's also the World Bank and what's going on over in the Bank of England. You know, people think right now, well, the United States government's printing money and that's why we're going to have inflation. And the truth be told, that we're not going to have inflation unless if somebody's willing to take it on as debt. And what's happening right now is the Federal Reserve System is printing the money, but they're buying U.S. government treasuries with it, and that's 30-year bonds, notes, or bills, which is a 30-year, 10 to 20-year, or a 30, 60-day, 90-day obligation by the government. The government owes, when they sell a treasury, the government's actually borrowing it. And when they borrow it from the Federal Reserve System, they do it through the Open Market Committee. And it just means that our government's getting on the hook even further and further to the central bank called the Federal Reserve System, which is certainly not owned by the federal government. It's owned by private people, a lot of them not even in U.S. citizens. And so we're ending up having to pay a lot of interest to this third-party banking system that, you know, we shouldn't have to. Constitutionally, the United States was not designed to have a central bank creating our currency. They don't even create it. The U.S. Treasury creates the money, and then they give it to the Federal Reserve System so the Federal Reserve System can lend it back to us, and now we have to be charged interest for something that we created. We gave it to them, and, you know, it's what a crazy system. And I got to tell you right now, they're doing everything they can in their power to bring down the gold and silver prices. They're doing everything they can to try to squash this marketplace, to try to convince people to get back into the paper currency, and not only just nationally here in the United States, but globally. I mean, they're just going to spank anybody that tries to push the value of gold up, even if it means destroying their agreements and so on and so forth. I mean, certainly China right now is sitting on a lot of U.S. government securities, a lot of U.S. government treasuries, and they're very concerned about that portfolio. The Middle East is in the same position, and yeah, indeed, there's a lot of manipulation that happens, and right now they're suppressing the price of gold down to about 800. Let's see, let me look today. It's the close on the marketplace right now is 820.70, down $33, and I got to tell you, Stan, right now I'm a buyer. That's all I can say. I'm buying hands down, because what's going to happen, it'll pop back up again, and I'll get up there around that 870 range, and I'm going to be able to offer coins at a price range that was purchased back at 830 and at, or 820, and that's even, you know, it just gives my customers a better buy, that's all.
Well, I really think that, Sydney, this all very obviously manipulated everything that's going on. The whole world financial house of cards is coming down. I mean, you look at what happened to the stock markets throughout the world. And I mean, in Russia, I think the stock market was down at least 50%. Stock markets were down all throughout the world. Here in the United States, they were down about 40% last year. And, you know, certainly many of our pension funds had invested in the stock market, and now they're going to have to reconsider, you know, their payments to their people, people are on pensions, because they just don't have the money. Of course, they're hopefully the stock markets are going to come back this year, and of course, it's not going to. This is the truth. That the matter of fact is that the stock market is not going to come back, at least not going to come back to where it was, and it's still going to continue to fall because there's very little relationship between the price of stocks and what those corporations are earning. And if the price earnings ratio is at 15 to 20 to 1, should be down 10 to 1 or even 8 to 1 before there'd be a good buy. I think there are an awful lot of people who are going to continue to be wiped up. But what really bothers me, Ted, is I am firmly convinced that down the line, sooner or later, there's going to be runaway inflation, because I believe that the people in charge really want to destroy our economic system, and it's very obvious they want to destroy it. If they didn't want to destroy it, they would have taken the $700 billion of TARP funds, that's the Troubled Asset Relief Program, and use it to buy up the sub prime mortgage bonds that are out there. And they've steadfastly refused to do that. How can you counteract a problem that was created by the sale of these fraudulent bonds, these subprime, you know, housing mortgage bonds, and not address the issue, and they're not doing it? And the only thing I can say is I think they're trying to bring the whole financial cards down, not only here in America, but all throughout the world. And I don't think there's going to be any place to run. We'll be back, and we'll welcome your calls right here at Genesis.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
way on Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Ted Anderson. We're talking about what's going on financially. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call us, is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. It was fascinating last night on 60 Minutes. They had a discussion there of why the price of oil went up to $147 a barrel and then why it came down again. And, of course, every once in a while, 60 Minutes has something on that's really true. And, of course, they were talking about how it was all done by the commodity traders. The commodity traders ran up the price of oil, and then they ran down the price of oil, making money in both directions. Well, that's exactly what they're doing with gold, only I believe, because the government's intervening. I mean, the people who really run things behind the scenes and control the government want to drop the price of gold and silver down because they realize that if the price were going up, people would begin to realize that our money is really worthless, and that's the last thing they want. They want to keep people in the paper dollars until all of a sudden one day they wipe out the value of the dollar and they impoverish the people. I believe we're witnessing the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of the world. It's taking place right now. Recently, a group of investors just happened to be, in large part, from Goldman Sachs, which is part of this whole problem. That's where Henry Paulson came from, where he made his $800 million, almost $1 billion. He's got solid away in a sock there someplace. And I can assure you it's probably not in American dollars, but overseas where it'll hold at least some value. But anyway, people from Goldman Sachs got to buy IndyMac, which is valued at $13.4 billion, and they're going to get it for $1.3 billion. I mean, that's the greatest buy of all time. It's a sweetheart deal. It's not up for a bid. You know, the FDIC and Sheila Bair is simply going to allow these people, part of the establishment, to buy up something. What's going to happen to the other money? Why, we're going to have to make up for it. The IndyMac has all sorts of debts, and we're going to have to make it up. You and I are going to pay for it, and we're transferring the wealth from the poor people in a rich country to the rich people in a rich country. Ted, go ahead.
Yeah, I just got to say, I mean, that whole thing. Right now they're divvying up the last part of the TARP proceeds. That's what President Obama, president-elect, I guess, George Bush has a couple more days here. But that's what Obama wants to do, is figure out where the last part of the proceeds are going to go. And you're right about that. The United States people, the people, the United States of America, the taxpayers, are in there financing these people that have these big banks that were too large to fail, and now we're sending them the proceeds so they can now take up and buy up this indie bank and all these different, you know, these different corporations. I mean, look at Wells Fargo when it bought up Wachovia. I mean, it was just it's us financing their little pocketbooks so they can go out and buy these banks that are in trouble. And really, honestly, it shouldn't be going on this way. These banks should have failed. Let them fall. And first, you know, the whole process. I mean, it just ticks me off to know that the United States taxpayer, who's been shoveling the taxes to the federal government, which has been turning it over to the central banking system, is now on the hook to pay for these central banks to buy out all these littler banks to become bigger institutions. And you're right about one thing. I mean, obviously, they want the system to fail, and I believe it's for a world currency now. It's for a world government.
And I think you're absolutely right, Ted. And I think this is what people have to understand. Why would they want to destroy our economic system? Why? Very simply, because, of course, they're going to make a tremendous amount of money as they transfer the wealth of the American people to the elite. But when the whole system fails, and believe me, their money is not going to be sitting in CDs or bonds and things like that. When this whole thing fails, then these extremely wealthy people are going to establish this new world financial system and probably a new world currency as part of this move towards world government. When you understand that, you can understand why they've manipulated this whole thing. This didn't happen by accident. It was all carefully planned and orchestrated, and here old Henry Paulson's saying, you know, if you don't give me the $700 billion, there are going to be troops in the street, there are going to be martial law. We've got to have it to take care of the troubled asset relief. I mean, we've got to have a troubled asset relief program. We've got to buy up these subprime mortgages that are dragging down the whole financial system. But, you know, what's so interesting, of course, is that Henry Paulson just happens to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers. And of course, the man who wrote the legislation that gave him the $700 billion was Barney Frank, Congressman Barney Frank, who just happens to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And the stipulated there that Henry Paulson could not be investigated or prosecuted for what he did with the money, but he forgot to put in a stipulation that it had to be used to purchase the troubled assets, the subprime mortgages. So then Henry Paulson changed his mind, gives his money to the banks on Wall Street because he got to liquefy them so that they can begin lending it. And what did they do with the money? Why, Citigroup took $10 billion and bought up some toll roads over in Spain, and I think it was the Bank of America took $7 billion and bought a bank in China. Now, how is that possibly going to help the economy here in the United States to be investing that money overseas? And the truth of the matter is, it's not going to, because they want to destroy our system. Once you understand that, don't let them confuse you with all sorts of rhetoric. It's very simple. If they really wanted to stop the program, the decline and the fall apart of our markets, they would have bought up the troubled assets, but they didn't do it. Now they tell us they're going to go ahead and they're going to invest $500 billion between now and June, buying up whole mortgages, but they're not going to buy up the subprime mortgages that are defaulting. They're going to put this money into Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Incidentally, they're very, very close to Barney Frank, Congressman Barney Frank of the Council on Foreign Relations. And that's where the money is going. It's not going to buy up the troubled assets.
Well, here's what you can watch for. As soon as you start hearing about a world tax, as soon as we have to pay taxes to a world bank, then that is going to be the translation of what happened in 1913 with the Federal Reserve System, because the Federal Reserve System was put into place first, and then came the federal income tax. Now we're looking at a world government with a world tax, and the closest thing that I can find to a world tax right now are carbon taxes for this global warming thing. And it's like we're just slowly being implemented into a world taxation, because you cannot create a world currency and collect world interest on it without having to pay a world tax. And that's the thing that puts it all together. You have to have that combination for it to work. And I think it's being sold to us. And this Barney Frank guy being on the Council for Foreign Relations, I mean, he's already bought, and we cannot trust anybody that's concerned more about the world than they are about the sovereignty of the United States of America and our individual liberties right here in the United States. We need to move away from central banking. We need to move away from government interference and especially world taxes and a world banking system to control the United States of America. And that's why they want to sell us short, and that's why they want to see the destruction of the United States currency. I know that you will have a lot more to talk about, Stan, and I hear the music, so I guess we'll touch that on the other side of the break.
Huh? All right, fine. Number 1-800-259-5791, right here at Genesis.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com, or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com, or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest today, of course, is Ted Anderson. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Ted, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they're interested?
Absolutely. If anybody has an interest in precious metals, our telephone number here is 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. I do have some specials today with gold prices coming down. I have to say this would be the time to be buying. You can tell, I mean, the largest holder of gold, largest holder of gold position in the United States is the central bank of all things, and the central banks of Europe and central banks of various different countries. The reason why they hold on to a lot of gold in their possession is because they don't trust each other's currency. They know that their currencies are pretty much worthless. They can create it for nothing. You wouldn't want to choose something for collateralization on a loan if you're going to from one central bank to another. You would want to have something that's real and hard, and that's why they hold so much gold. That's also why they're being sued by GATA for manipulating the lease rates, the amount of money that they charge to lease the gold to the futures market. When it comes to selling short a position, you actually have to have it to sell. and they were being accused of fixing the marketplace, which is exactly what they're doing when they're holding gold down to that $400 level. And now it seems like they're targeting that $900 level right now. They don't like to let it go above 900, and I wouldn't surprise me a bit if we could indict them, that they would be caught and charged and also found guilty. But anyways, that being said, right now gold is at a good buy. We've got British sovereigns at 254. We've got francs at 205. We have for silver Walking Liberty halves at 840. I mean, a lot of really good buys right now. And if you want to contact us, it's 800-686-2237. And you can ask about that Creature from Jekyll Island book. There you get a silver dollar for free. You just got to pay for the book for at $19.95, which is a steeply reduced price from its normal retail price. So,
what does a $20 gold piece go for now?
$20 gold pieces at this time are currently trading at $15.91. The U.S. Eagles are trading right in that 900, and I think they're about 905. $10 gold pieces. I was so short, sold out on them that I don't want to make the position where I can make an offer on them right now at this particular time. I also have the Buffalo coin. They're trading right in that $1,000 range. And again, I think the small pieces of gold make a lot more sense, and that's why I suggest the franc, which is a fifth of an ounce of gold, and it's currently trading at 205, or the British sovereign, which is a quarter ounce of gold at 254.
All right, fine. Well, certainly, if there was ever a time when you had to actually utilize gold, well, you'd want to have something fairly small. You wouldn't want to have a coin, a full ounce. It's a great way to store wealth, but it's pretty hard to trade that, you know. If you need a loaf of bread, not very many people are going to give you change for $1,000 worth of gold.
Right. That's why I think the 205 makes a lot of sense, plus also the silver. I mean, if you can pick up Walking Liberty half rolls at $168 per roll, that is something that'll buy you your bread and your milk and your gasoline and the things that you need just for your day-to-day staples.
What about the bags of silver coins, 90% silver coins? What do those go for now?
Bags of junk silver coins are trading just a little bit above $10,000 per bag of $1,000 face value. That's also another way to get in, and it's a great way to get involved. Unfortunately, not everybody has $10,000 to spend at this time.
Right, I know
the economy is in such terrible shape. That's why I suggest that, you know, if you're going to buy them, you can pick up the Walking Liberty halves at $8.40 a piece. A roll of them is $168. Most everybody can afford something like that. If you can't afford that, what I would suggest that you do is just call up and ask for that Creature from Jekyll Island book for $26.45. I mean, my goodness, $6.50 is the shipping alone. With the silver dollar in there, keep the silver dollar, read the book, pass it on to your friends and whoever you think might need to have a little education on this economy. I mean, everybody needs it right now. Everybody's starving for it. You know, I'm going to be advertising that Creature from Jekyll Island. Here are the places that I'm going to be advertising, and believe it or not, I'm going to be advertising it on Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, George Norrie, and Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and also I'm going to be advertising it on Glenn Beck. And just because right now at this time, and you can't believe how much money these people are going to be charging me to do this.
I can believe it.
But I can tell you right now, if there's ever a time, and I'm so downright passionate, and I got to tell you right now, Stan, I would like to see the Constitution be respected monetarily. I would really like to see us go back to a gold standard, which is absolute suicide for a gold dealer to do. Because if we go back to a gold standard, there's no reason to have a gold dealer, because you're going to be able to get gold right from your government, and I'll be out of business. But I can tell you right now, I've got three kids, and I'm sure I'm going to have grandkids on the way. And this country needs to get away from this central banking system, and it needs to get back onto the gold standard. And all this nonsense we see coming out of Washington, D.C. right now with the bailouts and Paulson and Bernanke and all these people manipulating. And we just need to have honest money, and we need to have honest markets. And I'll go find another way to make a living. I can tell you, I am hoping, and I think I'm going to be right about this, is if I present this properly and get people just the taste, the fact that there's actually something out there that will actually educate them so they can understand how this monetary system works. Because right now everybody is asking the question, why do we keep on having our politicians, you know, jump to these bailouts and all this stuff? And if they could just get some answers, and I think the Creature from Jekyll Island book is just the perfect thing to slide in there, and the timing is just right, and it might cost me $500,000 to do it, but if I can educate 10% of their listeners, you know, we could see a monetary revolution in this country, and I just believe that it's worth it, and I'm going to do it, and I hope that everybody is going to stand behind me when I do, because I got to tell you right now, that to me is the only thing that I see that could possibly turn this country back around again, is just to educate the people, to gain the minds of the people. And then these people are going to read these books, and guess what they're going to do? They're all the callers, you know, the people that are calling into Rush Limbaugh, the people that are calling into Glenn Beck, the people that are calling into George Norrie, the people that are calling into these different radio shows are going to be starting to ask these questions, and they're going to have to address these issues. And, you know, I mean, just watching what happened to Ron Paul and how many people supported him, I was just dumbfounded to see that happen. It's just too bad he wasn't running while all this was falling apart, because he would be the one who was hitting the front line, you know. And right now he is, but he's no longer running the race. But that's okay. If we just keep on pushing our politicians for honest money, hopefully there's a possibility, a chance, that we might get it before the country's sovereignty is completely sold out to this world organization you call the CFR or whatever it is, you know, the financial mechanism that finances this whole thing is central banking. And people need to understand this. People need to understand that we're sitting here paying taxes, working our tailbones off at least half of the year for nothing, because it all goes into our taxes, which gets turned over to the central banking system. The central bank is a mechanism that's designed to siphon the labor away from the people, the wealth that we create, that we push so hard and we work so hard for all year long. A good, solid 40-50% of it just goes directly into the pockets of these elite people. And of course they don't want to let go of it. They want to get as much of it that they can get into their hands, and they don't care how far we drive this country into the ground, because the further we go down, the more they get.
Not only that, but the more likely, of course, that America will go into this world government, because that is the major force energizing them. And I believe that there are powerful spiritual forces at work behind the scenes that are driving this move towards the New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Currency, and the New World Religion. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Ted, and if you'd like to, give us a call, 1-800-259-5791.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. Safe Grow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, we're back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Ted Anderson, and our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. You know, I think that's a great idea, Ted. I just hope that they will, Rush Limbaugh will actually carry that book and really push the book for you, because
It's not Rush that's going to carry the book. They're going to have to call me for the book.
I see.
I have to buy the spots, and what I'm really surprised is that they're going to sell them to me. I mean, okay. I've tried it before, and I was, you know, hit with a brick wall. You know, it was like, hey, you can't do this here. But now they're interested. The economy's turned down. There isn't as many people buying those ads from them, and so they're available, and I'm going to run them.
I'm glad you are, because I think it's a great book.
And I tell you what. I mean, The Creature from Jekyll Island by Ed Griffin. I think he just does a wonderful job, and just captivates you while you're trying to read it, and catches on. You know, it just brings that to the forefront. And then by the time somebody's done reading it, hopefully they're so worked up for it that they're willing to do something about it. And the other thing too is that you know, it's the people that they tell. It's like a pebble in the pond. You drop it in the pond, and it creates a ripple, and it goes out. They'll be calling back into these radio shows, and when they start addressing the issue, it's going to grow. And that's the only thing that I see that we have to turn this country back is to win. Maybe it's still going to be a minority, but it's going to be enough people to make enough waves to turn the politicians around, to let them know that, no, indeed, we will not stand behind this this bailout thing. I mean, I hear them anyways. Rush is against the bailouts. So is Sean Hannity. All these people are talking about how bad the bailouts are, but they don't even touch the CFR. They don't even touch the Federal Reserve System. You got to remember that in a situation when you have more debt growing, when debt is going up, there's the lender and then there's the borrower, and the borrower is getting weighed down by interest and the cost of this debt, and it just basically rids him of having the fruits of his labor. But on the other side of it, the borrower, the one that has lent the money, is gaining all that momentum and strength and all that wealth that one person is having to sacrifice in order to service this debt. And so here you have the taxpayers of the United States of America, that it's like a camel that they just keep on throwing more straw and more straw and more straw, and the back is going to break, and everybody knows it, and the labor that it takes to just heave hold this thing along. And then on the other side of this thing is this massive accumulation of wealth that's being created and able to buy off all the politicians and to direct the society. And now, as though it isn't enough to get to grasp the and capture the wealth of an entire nation, now there's this effort to capture and direct and create and capture the wealth taxed away from the world. I mean, and this whole sinister plan is just so obvious once you understand that, when the government's printing money, they're not just printing money and giving it away. It's not like something free to them. The government is getting further and further onto the hook to the central banking system, and the taxpayers are just carrying the burden. And there's no wonder why we struggle so hard. When unemployment wasn't so low and we had a better economy, it was hard to survive. Well, now, Best Buy's laying off, the General Motors, all the different automakers, Ford, Chrysler. I mean, there's people, the unemployment is just going up like a rocket. And I really truly believe that the Federal Reserve System is afraid that the whole system is going to go blowing apart on them. And that's probably one of the reasons why you're seeing all this push for bailout. I mean, and then what do the Federal Reserve Bank branches do? They turn around and buy up their fledgling competition, so there's no more competition, and so they can just make and cash in on the rewards of this free money they're getting. It just makes my blood boil, Stan. And I got to tell you, I'm so happy. I mean, I'm following in your footsteps. You've been at this a lot longer than I have been. And I just want to say, hey, I'm here. I'm going to carry the ball. I hope some people will join me, because I'm just going to, I'm going to try to bring this thing, right to the heart of the beast, because the people of the United States of America do control the United States of America. They're just asleep. They really need to wake up. And we need to vote in, good politicians that are actually going to understand this. I mean, if you don't educate the people, there's not a chance. But if we understand the system, we can stop the bleeding. We can stop this liability that's been hanging over our heads. It's like a big black cloud that just won't go away.
Well, Ted, I really believe that more and more people are going to begin to listen, because more and more people are going to lose their homes, more and more people are going to lose their cars, more and more people are going to lose their jobs, and really, people are going to be hungry before this thing is over. They're going to be, I believe, soup lines, and I believe that there are a lot of people going to be living in tent cities. I think we're going to see the destruction of the America we've known, and at that point, people are going to begin to listen, and you and I've got to be there. I may not be around that much longer. I'm going to be pushing 80 years old, but you're going to be here, and all the people that you've educated and I've educated, and they've got to understand this is the greatest scam in the world, but behind what's going on are powerful spiritual forces that are driving us towards this one world government that's been prophesied so long ago. Hey, we're out of time. Anything you want to say before I let you go?
Hey, if you're interested, if you're looking for precious metals, you can call us at 1-800-686-2237. I want to thank everybody for supporting Dr. Stan. He's got a wonderful show. Please continue to do so. Get the newsletter off the website. Spread the word. That's what this is about. That's what's going to make the change. And hope and change is not coming from Barack Obama. Hope and change is coming from understanding the system and doing something to turn it around and fight for our liberty and our freedoms again. So
well said. God bless, and thanks so much, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, it was Ted Anderson. Hope you enjoy it. I enjoy having Ted on because he feels so deeply about what's going on. He's given his whole life to this purpose, and he's created the Genesis Network, and they're doing a great job. Now, this is the time when I need to remind all of you out there in the listening audience that, you know, if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Just got lost another one of our regular supporters. You know, simply they lost their job, and a lot of people are hurting out there. So if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, we'd love to hear from you. How do you understand what's going on? Well, you need to hear my talk of the financial tsunami. That's the financial tsunami, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. You need to read it. You need to hear what we said back in 2005, because it's all coming to pass today. And then, of course, you need, of course, to get our pamphlets. One is the history of money, what you should know. They're only $3.95 for the pamphlet plus the shipping. And then, of course, you get a lot of things. Why? It really cuts the shipping down. Then, of course, the financial meltdown, another pamphlet. They're about 50 pages long, easy reading, but they've got the information you need to know, and you need to understand what you can do and what you must do to protect yourself. Of course, we carry that wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. We carry a book by our friend Professor Sutton called The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, because it is a conspiracy. It was a system set up by the bankers for the bankers to enrich the bankers and to impoverish the people and ultimately to destroy this nation. And that's what they're doing today. They're intentionally destroying the value of our currency because they want to replace it with another currency and in the process or impoverish our people. And then certainly our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But the talk, the financial tsunami, is as true as when I gave it. The syllabus is vitally important. You have to understand derivatives. You have to understand hedge funds. You have to understand the carry trade. You have to understand the true debt structure in America. You have to understand what fiat money is. You have to understand who's behind this. And then who's behind the people who are behind what's going on. And that's, of course, where you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. That's The Brotherhood of Darkness. And you need you don't need it, but the DVD that goes with that's great. And certainly the tape that goes with it. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret and get the syllabus that goes with it. You need the talk on the planned police state. And the syllabus that goes with that, because there we actually will quote extensively from the writings of the Luciferians. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people out there who do worship Lucifer. They're Gnostics. Most people don't even understand what Gnosticism is, but go to your encyclopedia and read what people wrote about it a long time ago. There are people who believe there are two gods. And they may say they believe in God, but they don't tell you what God they believe in. So, certainly that's the planned police state, the syllabus that goes with that. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, get our material there. If you haven't seen the DVD, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, that's The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, or Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, you need to get it. You need to help us get the information out, and then please pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and our protection. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications